What's happening?
Whatever.
What's happening right now?
Move, we gotta go. We gotta get the job done. We gotta move to the top.
What is that from?
Hamilton.
That's right.
Yeah, I was gonna say. I'm like that sounds Hamilton very Hamilton.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so glad you're still. I'm so glad you're still excited about it.
I love it. I love Hamilton.
It's pretty good.
He's been tweeting about his new project. How he's excited about.
Wait,
it.
What's he working on?
He's not allowed to make anything.
He doesn't say. He doesn't say what it is. He's just like. He's just talking about how he has. An idea.
Have you watched the thing where he...
What's happening?
I'm giving myself no headroom.
Oh, got it.
Find out at youtube.com/we stayed late.
Oh, yeah. Go subscribe.
Yes, please. Please subscribe. Oh, my God. Please subscribe.
We'll have a major live event, maybe.
A minor live event.
A minor live event.
Have you seen where he does the performance for the president?
Yes, I saw...
Oh, yeah, that's right. You went down the rabbit hole.
The first one. I saw the second one. I saw the third one. I saw the Alexander Hamilton one.
Yep.
I saw the my shot, and then I saw the Schuyler sisters.
Got it.
Yep.
Yep.
And that's where I learned that Lafayette is Jefferson.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
You didn't realize they were the same. Oh, that's right, because you haven't seen visuals.
He hasn't seen it.
And I was like, man, whoever's doing that is doing a great job.
You know they're all like, all of them are like that, right?
Yeah, I just learned that. I learned that Lafayette, and then I realized...
Peggy is the mistress.
Yeah.
Peggy's the mistress. Hercules is Madison.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one, Guy, is the son.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they all like correlate. It's like the same.
I didn't mention it last time, but I am irritated that they didn't put that hidden track in the album.
That's for the audience.
It's bullshit. Because in the song, they're like, me, I died for him. And I was like, no, you didn't. When did you die? You don't die in the song.
Because you still have to pay the monies to go see the play, to see the extra bit.
I know. I was like, oh, I'm going to go see John Lawrence in heaven. And I was like, why? He's not dead. When did he die? And then Star told me at the pool party that they have a song. And it's the same one of the story of tonight.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so it's in the remnants of that. And so I was like, oh,
I mean,
my
you
God.
Can go online. There's people who made
like. I'm not going to watch it. Here's the thing.
There's people who've made cartoons of it. So it's not even like the same
but now it's like great.
Wait.
I'm just going to wait and be like, oh my God, this is a new song.
It's not that long. It's like a bit. It's like literally a tiny scene. That's also why they didn't include it. It's like short. It's like 30 seconds.
30 seconds?
It's like super, super short.
Welcome back to We Stayed Late, the Hamilton cast.
The Hamilton cast.
Literally just talk about Hamilton.
Is that what this podcast has direction become?
Yeah, it's just
Hamilton.
Hamilton.
Disney. Potter. RPG.
Yeah.
Marvel. What else?
DC. Hey, Henry Cavill just broke away from
being Superman.
Being Superman.
Yeah.
Whoa, what?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's big news. Why?
He's just like, I'm out.
That's bad. Everybody's.
I think he. I'm assuming like maybe the mustache thing was probably like part of it.
You know what's
like,
funny is, it's crazy how like, okay, I didn't know about the mustache going into it. Because I was so out of the loop. I watched it. It's fine. And then when someone told me about the mustache and then I rewatched it, it was not fine.
Yeah.
And it's just funny how when you know.
When things, you're paying attention to it or not.
When you're paying attention to it or not, it's like it really stands out. But during the moment and he comes back and he's like beating up the Flash, I'm like, okay, I'm not distracted. Telling me the truth, distracted.
I didn't see Justice League.
I didn't either.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, then there you go.
I was like, I don't.
I saw.
It's got some.
I've only seen Wonder Woman on that. Well, what's the one with both our mom's name is Martha?
Batman versus Superman.
I've seen that
I
one.
I saw that.
Martha.
And I was like, and that movie made me go, I'm not going to give money to these
I laughed
anymore.
The whole way through it in an awful way and then walked out of the theater and was like, that was terrible.
The best part of that movie was Wonder Woman. So I was like, I will reward the one thing I
that's
liked about that movie.
I think they gave her an extra scene on Justice League. They're like, ooh, that's doing really well. We should probably add a scene.
Why was her stuff so good? And then...
Because it
wasn't, everything else was bad.
I mean, mind you, even her movie, I liked it. It's not the best superhero movie compared to like the Marvel stuff.
No, certainly.
But I still enjoyed her movie. It could have been better, but I liked it a lot.
I like genuinely liked her movie a lot.
I thought it still had like pacing issues similar to like the rest of like the DC universe stuff. But I liked that it was bright. I loved her character. I enjoyed it like a 90%, but it's hard when you're comparing it to Marvel movies, which I adore.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, okay, if I'm not comparing it to anything, it's great.
It's
if
good,
I'm comparing
yeah.
it to other movies, it's like, okay.
Yeah.
But at least it's not bad. It's not a bad movie.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I really enjoyed it when I saw it. I was sadly expecting it to be a nightmare, and because I was like, they're going to ruin it.
Right.
Like, they've ruined everything else. And sorry for DC fans who think that movies are good. I don't think they're good, except for Wonder Woman, I think.
Henry Cavill leaving. And Henry. Batman. Isn't Ben Affleck going to leave?
Henry Cavill just got cast as The Witcher.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I'm so excited.
That's cool.
Ooh, wait, what?
Do you know what The Witcher is?
No.
Okay, so The Witcher is a
video game.
Yeah, yeah, but where is it from? Is it from?
Is it a comic?
Norway, Sweden? I think it's Swedish. Somebody write in and tell us. But anyway, I think it's Swedish. And it's.
I don't play that game because it's scary.
Yeah.
It's a scary game, yeah, but I know of it because really, everyone loves it.
It's really, really good. So there's three of them out, and all of them are amazing.
Okay.
The third one, I just start. Phenomenal. Yeah, yeah.
But I can start on the first one.
You can just start on the third one.
I would do the third one.
Oh.
Everyone's just like, because they bring you into it.
Yeah,
like,
it's totally fine. I start on the third
one. Is it like an adventure game?
Yes. It's like a big RPG.
I know a bunch of people who play it. I won't play it because it's scary.
Skyrim scares me because it's too many choices.
Yeah, so it's not as many choices because you are playing one singular character who has a storyline that you follow.
How does it compare to that... What's the movie? It was a movie, and then they made a game of it, and then I played it on the Wii. Everybody knows what I'm talking about because they have my memories.
Wii Sports?
No.
Wii Bowling.
I'm going to kill some zombies.
Wii Tennis?
No. It's not a
Resident Evil?
Resident Evil.
Oh.
Is it like Resident Evil? The Witcher?
Resident Evil I won't play either.
No. No, it's like... very different from that. It's like if you were playing D&D, but with somebody who is...
It's
D&D with a more concise storyline.
Yes.
So I can make I'm gonna make a decision.
You make decisions and
say
impact.
I'm going to attack. I'm gonna attack you. Am I rolling or am I actually fighting?
No, you're fighting.
Okay, cool. Okay.
Yep.
My Watch is blowing up with Slack.
What's happening? Do you need to go? Oh, okay.
No.
Okay.
Gotta get the job done. So that's great. That's cool.
Yeah.
Do you
think really
that's
cool.
That's a good.
There's also people talking about how to replace Superman, or either like because I don't know if they're going to continue the storylines or kind of like do a reset because like having Ben Affleck leave and your two big ones are going, so it's like, do you reset your universe now? Because I mean,
they do that with the Flash, just like reset things.
Yeah, totally.
And I feel like yes, please reset your universe.
I feel like
start all over.
Superman.
Yeah, and
give me a jolly
and
Superman.
People are talking about how like does Superman have to be a white dude? And I was just like, oh, and like this is one of those things where I was like, I get technically no, but it's also like me be like this is like one of the oldest comic book characters that I'm like, oh, even I was like, I don't know. That's such a weird iconic.
So.
But
an American, make him
John Cho.
But it makes sense
John
because
Cho.
He's from space. Yeah. He's from space. It doesn't matter what he is.
What a miracle that he looks like a white man.
Yeah, like he's from space, so he could just come down and be whatever. And as long as he's still raised by like the Kents, like who gives a shit what he looks like? And it could always work, especially like if he's like ignored as like a journalist.
Right.
I could see him like it kind of makes more sense if he was like a minority. So, like. I could see it. I'm not, but it, like, I remember even I was like that initial, like, when just somebody just asked the question, I was just like, ooh, Oh. And then I was like, you know what? I would be fine with that. Like, that'd be kind of cool to kind of, like, mix it up a bit. But I don't see him doing that. I feel like it's one of those, like, because he doesn't get, like, there's a bunch of different Batmans, there's a bunch of different Spider-Mans. Like, there's, like, different multi-universe versions of it. But even when they do it with Superman, it's always kind of the same mold. They don't really change it up.
Right.
So, it's like, I'm curious.
I think we just cast Jesse Eisenberg as all of them.
Oh, God.
Every single one.
Bad news.
Oh,
bad,
God.
Bad.
Wonder Woman, Batman,
honestly, I would watch
Superman.
That movie. I would watch it.
Oh, yeah. Or Nicolas Cage. Bring him back as Superman.
Oh, he did have that.
Yeah.
He did have that opportunity.
He was going to play it under Tim Burton.
Actually, he did play Superman in Teen Titans Go.
Did he really?
To the movies.
Oh, that's fun.
He had a little Easter egg because he was going to play it
exactly.
Under Tim Burton.
I was watching the movie and I was like, why does this sound familiar? And then I was like, oh, Nicolas Cage.
Oh, good for him.
Have you heard about the new Nicolas Cage movie that's premiering at, is it Toronto?
At TIFF? Toronto International.
Also, if you didn't know what this podcast is about, we've determined that it's just us shooting the shit and then answering questions.
Shooting shit with.
Yeah, it's us just catching up because now you don't work here.
Yeah,
so now
it's just like I come in once a week and be like, hi, friends, how are you?
Mandy. Have you heard of Mandy?
No.
The movie Mandy?
No. Oh, Mandy.
So, I'm going
to make sure that's
is
muted.
Is it an action movie?
Oh, it's a good thing I did that.
It sounds like an action movie.
It's Mandy. It's like a horror, surrealist. It's what's the guy who did it?
Salvador Dali.
Not Salvador Dali, but close.
Michelle Gondry?
Uh-uh, but close.
I'm trying to, Alfonso Cuarón?
Hold on.
I'm trying to think of weird directors.
Elio Godard.
What's his name? The guy who did Scott Pilgrim? Edgar Wright?
Captain Underpants.
Taika, what's his name?
Taika Waititi?
Yeah.
Here it is. Mandy, directed by, 98% of Rotten Tomatoes. Where's the clue?
You need the IMBD.
Why is it not showing me?
What's his name?
There was no director the whole time.
Cronenberg.
Scorsese.
Oh, Cosmatos. He's the guy who did Beyond the Black Rainbow. Do you guys know that?
Nope.
No.
Oh, man. Okay. So he's this really strange director. Ooh, look, if I get closer, I sound better. he did Beyond the Black Rainbow, which is a just nuts movie.
Is it also scary?
Does it have leprechauns?
No, it doesn't have leprechauns. I don't think so. It's about. Okay, so the logline is a heavily sedated woman with ESP tries to escape from the secluded commune where she's being held captive.
Oh.
Damn.
I'm not going to watch that.
Oh. It was crazy.
That sounds so scary. Yeah, I'm good.
There's some
fine.
Of the screenshots. Just Whoa. Google Beyond the Black Rainbow and then just hit images on Google, and you'll see some of the craziest shit.
I mean,
shit.
The visuals that you're showing me right now, it's a lot of red.
A lot
for
of
the,
red.
For the audio
Whoa,
folks.
That one's creepy. It's got a
lot
it's
of red.
A lot of red, really pretty, kind of like, you know, it would
Ooh.
Be a cool Insta filter.
Ah.
Yeah, so cool. Anyway, the movie's just okay. The movie's weird. It's weird. It didn't get great ratings, but also it's because it's fucking weird.
Yeah.
It's one of those
it's
movies.
It's an art movie.
Right. But Mandy is getting great reviews, and Nicolas Cage is in it, and apparently he gives, like, the performance of a lifetime.
Really?
Yeah. Apparently he's really, really
the
good.
The last time he did that.
I will read some reviews, but I'm not, and I'll see some screenshots, but I'm definitely not going to see it.
Images.
I don't like being scared.
Oh, yeah. There he is. Look at the man.
Oh.
Okay,
oh, my God.
So Google Mandy Nicolas Cage and then hit images, the first thing, describe what you see on
this. It's Nicolas Cage looking intently into the distance with a beard and ruffled hair. With old and new blood covering his face.
With a very shallow depth of field.
Yeah, and like it's a beautiful shot, but it looks absolutely terrifying. You would not want to see this man in the street.
This would probably be his best performance since The Croods.
The Croods, yes.
Oh, he was in The Croods?
A-plus performance in The Croods.
He was great in The Croods. I can't wait for Croods number two.
Ooh,
I like that graphic for the logo.
Yeah, it's really cool. Really,
that's
really
nice.
Cool.
That's
so
nice.
Anyway, he's getting really great reviews in that, and I'm really excited about it.
Okay, so the question is who was there a writing change between this movie and The Dark Rainbow,
Beyond the Black Rainbow?
Beyond the Black Rainbow.
So he wrote it along with a guy named Aaron Stewart on, but let's see who wrote.
I mean, is it a
this
genre
is what,
change?
This is what I like to do.
Is Over the Black Rainbow like more just like a surrealist movie, and this is like a pure horror? Because
that's true.
Change it too.
The other one he wrote by himself.
Oop, that's the mistake right there. See, in the second one he got help.
Yep.
I love looking up stuff like that.
And it's the last score by Johannes.
Oh, Johannes.
Johan Johannesson.
Yeah. He did Arrival. He did Sicario.
I love the name Johan. Johan's
so good.
I think that's such a good name.
I know, as I pronounce it, Johan, and just destroy it.
I
want my next D&D character to be named Johan.
Johan's really cool.
I don't care. Male or female, it'll just be Johan.
Johan's a really pretty name. I feel like that's an elf.
Johan.
Yeah.
Johan.
Johan from Yandendon.
Yeah.
Oh, it could be anything,
or
to be honest. A dwarf, yeah. It's
Johan.
It's just not a human.
Oh, so we started playing. There's a game called Legacy of Dragonhold that we've started playing.
Rawr. Ooh.
Rawr. So basically, it's really cool. We played it at one of the game shops. We played the very like first set, and it has a bunch of things you can do. So like we just play the first one. We're like, we're buying this. So it's basically like D&D, but it's. You can do it solo or with somebody else or with up to, like, I think 5 other people.
Okay.
And it's like a book. It's like a bunch of books.
Uh-huh.
And you have character sheets, and you make choices based on what you're good at and what you can do and what you want to do
Yeah.
through the book. So if I choose your own adventure style, But it takes you through like all these this entire campaign that's like, I don't know, 12 hours long or something.
Oh, Jesus.
So like every night we'll do an hour.
Okay.
Before bed. Uh-huh. And you can sit in bed and play it. So like Hannah and I are like reading this book that's like, you know, we ended up in Dragonholt, which is the main city, and we got a map from this person. And so then we go through the box and find the map and then open up the map, and there's like just tons of buildings and they all have numbers on them. And so you can go visit like the inn, or you can go visit like the bakery. So we just went to the bakery and got some bread and hung out and talked to the baker.
You guys are so adorable. That is the cutest thing.
And it was really fun. And you just like, you're like, okay, I'm going to 3628. Flip to 3628 in the Dragonholt book. Okay, we're at the bakery. Here's what happens. If this is your first time here, like, here's what you do. If this is not your first time here, go to this section. And so,
that's
anyway,
cool.
It's really cool. It's like a whole story that you're playing out.
It's a choose your own adventure, but like, it's a game.
But it's a game too, because you'll have different options. It's like, if you have, you know, if you have craftsmanship, you can fix the thing that's broken at the mill, and then they'll help.
Also, all I'm thinking about, just because of like you making games of like trying to like crack the game or like fix it, what this game had to go through to make sure that it was not breakable. I can't.
It sounds
so much.
It's nuts. But it's really cool because it's basically a book, right? Like, it's basically somebody wrote a bunch of different storylines that you can follow. And you have, there's another cool piece. It's like the story point thing. So it's like A1, A2, A3, A4, all the way to through Z9. And as you do stuff, you'll mark off the story point. And then when you're reading, it'll be like, if you have story point V6 marked off, then go to this thing. And it's like, oh, you have the wooden trinket they were looking for, so you can pass that over. You give the wooden trinket to them, and it's like, da-da-da, and something else happens. So like the decisions you make and the things that happen to you in the previous, you know, whatever, 3 or 4 missions or 8 missions or however many you've done, affect how the one that you're currently doing is played.
Oh, my God.
So it's pretty cool. It's really
cool. Yeah, it's
that's amazing. And also, I'm just like, all I'm thinking about is the person making this game.
Yeah.
It's like, I would get so distracted. I'm like, how did you do this? How did you make sure that every option was accounted for? Because,
it was a lot of work. I think her name's Nikki. Let me look it up. Anyway, we'll shout out to her because
just someone, who's like brain is like really good at like folding in universes.
Yes.
And it's just like, I know how to like make all these things work together. And they also seem like someone who would get really like frustrated at plot holes in movies and TV shows.
They should bring those people. Those people are perfect for comic book movies.
Yeah.
Bring them in.
Fix the plot holes.
Yeah.
Daniel Clark, Tim Flanders, Annie Vandermeer, Mitsoda, Greg Spiritus, and Nikki Valance.
Oh, so it's a group.
Guess it's a group.
Yeah,
but
good
Nikki's,
job, guys.
Nikki's the one who's on the front cover, so she must have been like
the main folder. I like to think of it as like you're a universe folder, and you know how like you can see all the answers and all the directions it could go in.
Yep. And she's
oh my god.
So anyway,
what if she's like a real life oracle for that?
That'd
she's
be
just
great.
Like, I'm just using my talents to make a game.
I seen to another universe.
Because like every other thing is just like, it's fine. This is the best option.
Well, it's Fantasy Flight, so it's the same people who make like X-Wing and like, you know, all the Star Wars games that come out and all that stuff. Same people
make
that.
Nice.
Because we
What?
Hello.
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 It's time for HelloFresh because we have a short episode today. So HelloFresh is a meal kit delivery service that shops, plans, and delivers step-by-step recipes and pre-measured ingredients so you can just cook, eat, and enjoy. And they're sponsoring today's episode.
Woo!
Thanks, HelloFresh. So there's something for everyone with HelloFresh's selection. Each week there's a 20-minute meal on the classic menu for when you really don't have more time than that. And that's one of my favorite parts is I can go on and I can like choose it, like, oh, like, yeah, like I'm gonna do the 20-minute meal because I know that we're gonna be working late on Thursday or whatever, and so when I get home I'm gonna want to make something quick, or you know, Hannah and I are both working today, so like we're both gonna be exhausted when we get home, and so you can just select like the 20-minute meal, and then it only takes 20 minutes. You can rediscover the excitement of cooking. You feel confident when cooking HelloFresh with simple recipes outlined on pictured step-by-step instruction cards. You guys have seen those, right?
Yeah.
So they're literally all on my counter because they're so good.
I was going to say, I'm like, where do you store your instruction cards?
We got these cool, like, wooden, I don't know if you guys have seen them. You might have seen them. You might have been over when we've had them. They're like these wooden sort of cart things that sit beside our stove.
Oh, okay.
And they roll. So, like, you can roll them over to the dining room table or whatever. So you put your plates on them and you roll them over. And they have baskets below there. And we just have, like, an entire basket full of the HelloFresh recipe cards because they're so good and I like them a lot. Anyway, HelloFresh believes cooking should be simple and convenient and not a chore. All the ingredients come pre-measured in handy labeled meal kits so you know which ingredients go with which recipe. I always waste ingredients, so that's like a huge plus for me.
Just open the bottle and dump.
I buy a bottle of Worcestershire sauce and then I use it twice.
Yeah, I know.
Oh my God, that reminds me.
Takes 5 years.
I'm like, well, wait, that's in my cabinet right now.
Worcestershire sauce?
Yeah.
What a name. Oh, hold on. I have something else to bring up, too.
You make like a Bloody Mary once at home and you're like, sweet. Yep. And then you never use that bottle again.
Yep.
So they give you a little bottle.
That's good. What a dandy.
There are many benefits of subscribing, so you can keep enjoying HelloFresh week after week. The account is so easy to manage with the ability to choose your delivery date to match your ever-changing schedule and pause deliveries for when you're on vacation, which is really nice because like you can just go on and be like, hey, don't deliver to me this week. I'm going to be gone.
They're like, okay. Yeah.
and it just skips that week and then resumes the next week, which is really good. What is your guys' favorite meal you've had with HelloFresh? Ooh. I know we kind of talked about stuff before. I've always, you know what mine is. It's the turkey burgers.
There was a meatloaf that was really
good. Oh, we just got the meatloaf this week. The rosemary meatloaf.
Yes, that's what it was. I was like, there's a meatloaf that was like real. Like, I was just like, oh, it's I don't really make good. Meatloaf because it's just me. But this was like, oh, I'm eating all of this.
We had pineapple quesadillas, which were like really simple to make because it's just a quesadilla. But it was so good because they had like the seasoning for the chicken and you like make the chicken and we made the quesadilla in the oven, which
okay,
I've never
so
made
it's a
before.
Chicken pineapple quesadilla.
Yes.
Okay.
Chicken
you got to put that chicken in there because if you just
I think
said
it's even in there.
If you had said
the title.
Pineapple quesadilla, part of me is just like, excuse you?
Yeah.
Like, what?
Well, it's chicken and pineapple and then like some other stuff.
But that's
in
like
it
a pineapple
well.
Pizza situation where I was just like cheese and pineapple
yeah.
on a hot pizza.
Yeah.
So that's why when you said quesadilla, I was just like, I understand that conceptually, but my brain is just like, no.
What? Yeah, no.
But
it was
with
great.
The chicken on there, I'm like, okay, that's fine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's like the neutral party that brings both of those ingredients
right.
together.
It melds the whole thing. Yeah, it was yeah. like it was really good because it was like this sweet, tangy kind of.
Oh, that's the best.
Oh, it was so good. Anyway, I also have another point to bring up. We got an email last time we did a HelloFresh read, and the HelloFresh reached out to us and they were like, hey, Star mentioned that she wishes they had meals which you could make two separate meals out of the same ingredients. And that's actually an option now. They have they have dinner to lunch. So you have meals where you cook it once, but the leftovers are turned into a different meal.
Oh my God.
They also have crockpot recipes now.
What?
Yeah.
Stop.
What? It's everything I've wanted.
So anyway.
Oh my God.
So they did it. They have slow cooker chipotle pork, sloppy joes. Slow cooker smoky beef chili.
Wait, this is sincerely, I'm about to cry. This is sincerely everything I've ever wanted.
And then they
have
dinner to lunch, Mediterranean chicken dinner with a chicken wrap for lunch, and then sausage pizza dinner with tomato pasta for lunch.
Oh my God, you did
it. Oh
Star.
My God.
This podcast did it.
Greatest accomplishment.
Let's
I feel
game
so good. I have like goosebumps right now. I'm so excited.
So they added those. Whether that was, I think they already added them. I don't think that was us. But
no, I am taking full credit on that. That is mine.
Anyway.
Oh my God.
Anyway, they've done the thing that you've been asking for, and now you can live forever with HelloFresh.
How is she going to get it? Is my question.
Well, you know what? For $30 off your first week of HelloFresh, you can visit HelloFresh.com/WSL30 and under WSL30. That's HelloFresh.com /WSL30.
Oh, that's all I've ever
WSL30.
Wanted.
Right?
Oh, I'm so happy.
I'm so excited. I can't.
That's crazy.
I can't wait to get the slow cookers.
I have a slow cooker. It's just sitting there because I'm like, I don't know what I'm making.
Yeah.
And then
they
you
give
enter
you
the
everything.
House, and then it smells like food.
And
oh
then
my
you,
God.
Then you're done.
That's, oh, I'm
so
anyway,
happy. We can now die happy knowing that HelloFresh will feed us for the rest of our lives. Thanks, HelloFresh.
Thank you, HelloFresh. Thank you. Oh,
welcome.
My God.
We love you very much. Yeah, they like totally reached out. We're like, hey, just let you know, those things are available.
Tell them you should send us some samples about those new crockpot recipes. I'll give a highly rated review. That'd
so
be great.
Good. It's it's very exciting because that's they're really expanding into some cool stuff.
Oh, I'm so I'm sincerely I'm just like
that's crazy.
Yeah. I'm like ready to go on the website now and just be like, yeah. I'm gonna pick the things I want.
Yeah, I love picking the meals every week. It's like my favorite part of the whole thing because then you get fresh. To like yeah, you it's just cool because I don't have to go grocery shopping, but I still get to pick all the food I want, and then it just comes to my work.
Yeah,
and then I just take it.
Oh. Beautiful.
Beautiful. Anyway, we have some questions which we should answer.
Yay, questions.
We have lots of questions that we haven't answered yet, and so I wanted to scroll up and find some that maybe we haven't answered from higher up. And there were where's the one?
Let me guess.
Question
yeah?
time.
Martin asks.
Question time.
No,
Martin, you're the best.
It was somebody.
Make some
also sorry if I've been neglecting the Slack.
Yeah,
I on and then like kind of read for a second and then pop back off.
I
feel like life is challenging me right now. It's like, me too. You want to make positive changes in your life?
Oh yeah, yeah. You have to like sneak it. You have to like sneakily be positive about it because if you like make an announcement, the universe just goes like,
oh, you want to be yeah. Oh, you want to be you want to make positive changes. Okay, I'll make it difficult for you.
Yeah,
you can't do this all at once. Yeah. Who do you think you are?
You're gonna take it bit by bit.
Yeah, the last couple of months have been like, I don't know why.
I don't know why either. Everything is crushing me down. Like I know.
Yeah. It's just this year. Don't worry. Like this is just
Star,
me being
they say
like
this every year. Remember
this
when it was
this is just
like,
me going like, no, it's just this year, and the next year it's going to be amazing.
Oh, it's just this year.
It's just this year.
So Jonathan asked a question that we don't really. Hi, Jonathan. That Luis, you and I might have experience with in the past. Star, you might have experience with it now. I currently work in digital communications, public relations, marketing, video production for a local college. Have we done this one before and have been strapped for cash for a while, so I've considered maybe starting to freelance using what I know?
Okay.
I don't think we've done this. Anyway, we'll cover it again because I'm sure there's new stuff. Any tips on how to start or best practices? I currently have 3 years of work experience in the industry, as well as a bachelor's degree in child development with a minor in communications from a university. Got any advice for me?
So I was asking about how to freelance.
Post all your good shit on Twitter and social media.
Yeah,
do not hide your stuff.
Yeah, make sure you have permission from the people you're working for to post the stuff as long as it's out publicly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But like, yeah. Just like post what you're doing and what you're working on, and tell and like always say I am available. Just let people know, because sometimes people just see stuff and just be like, oh, that's cool, and not realize that they could hire you.
Yeah.
So just be very vocal about like I am available for hire, like just. On all your shit.
What's the he says working in public relations, marketing, video. Okay, video production. There's a website for gigs. Do you remember what that which one that is? It's really good. I've used it before.
I'm gonna be honest.
Motionographer?
No.
Craigslist?
I mean Craigslist.
Honestly, Craigslist does have gigs.
I'm gonna be honest. I got a good 2 year gig off Craigslist.
Yeah.
Staff me up.
Staff me up.
I haven't gone on there in a bit.
Yeah, it's great. I like
it. I should check them out again.
It's great.
Mandy.com was a good
Mandy,
one for production.
Production Hub. Production Hub's good too. So yeah, you can do that. And then entertainmentcareers.net if you're looking for something that's more.
I'm writing these down.
They tend to have like actual. Not that freelancing isn't actual jobs, but they have jobs that are
a little bit more long term, but it's a gig.
Usually,
like
it's long term. Entertainmentcareers.net is what it is. Let me go on there right now, and we'll just see what's there. But yeah, you can go on, and the cool thing about Entertainment Careers is that you can go to jobs, and then you can sort by like jobs in Southern California or jobs in the tri-state area, which is like New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, or it's jobs. In Chicago or by state. So, like, mm-hmm. You could look in Georgia because Georgia has a ton of film happening. And then you can get jobs based on that. And then it also sorts it by what you want to do. So, like, I could hit new jobs, which I'm going to hit right now. And then it'll bring up all the new jobs from the past 7 days. Or I can hit jobs in Southern California and then hit new jobs. And it'll bring up all the new jobs from the past 7 days in Los Angeles. And there's, look at that. Top thing is production coordinator for Ruche Wagner.
Mm-hmm.
So they have an executive assistant at MTV. So you can go on and like look at the stuff they have available.
Also have multiple resumes for the different types of jobs you want to do.
Yeah.
Because if you have one resume that says every little thing that you do.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of times people look at that and they're just kind of, because they just want somebody who could do the one thing they want to do.
Yep.
So like I have like a PA resume and I have a graphic design resume, just because those are two very separate jobs.
Yeah. with very separate skill sets.
Skill sets and things like that. Although I need to beef up my PA one because I haven't done PA work in a long time.
Yeah.
So I'm like, ooh, I need to do some free ones for
yeah.
a bit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So if you guys have like some free productions, I don't mind hanging out on the set and just being like, here, I'll hold a boom mic, whatever.
Yeah. Well, it's holding a boom mic is probably a skill we'd need to see your resume for.
Not really. It's just here. Hi. My arms are strong.
No.
I have strong arms. Here
no,
we
there's
go.
A lot. There's a lot more to it.
I've been on a lot of free like no, I'm not controlling the volume. I'm literally just holding the boom mic.
Still, yes. It's crazy.
I've done like
there
free
are people.
There's free production sets where they're just like, can you
just hold the boom mic
and keep it out of the frame.
So here's the interesting thing. If you are looking to get into film stuff and you're like, oh, I need to make money and I need to make money fast, go learn sound. Go learn sound.
Yeah, everyone
sound.
Needs sound.
Everybody needs sound. Everybody pays a shit ton of money for sound.
And if you fuck up, I swear to God, I'm going to find you. I'm going to haunt you. I'm going to kill you. It happened 2 times already on a shoot. This person lost my sound, and the sound
was
bad.
Oh,
no.
I know, and you think it's fine. You think everything's great and dandy.
Yeah, you have to be good at sound, but yeah, get into sound.
It's scary. I feel like if I was doing sound, it'd be very scary.
Yeah.
But yeah. I mean, so I was in Houston, and I found my job through Craigslist. And I was there for 2 years. I got a lot of experience, got a lot of money through that. But I think definitely you need to cast a wide net.
Yes.
You need to go on all of these things. What you just said.
Don't just do all
Craigslist,
of them. I mean, don't just do one of them.
With Craigslist, I showed up. I had an alert system that went straight to my phone. And every day, anytime I saw something that interested me, it would pop up and I would respond quickly because what I did was I put out a fake post about it being of an editor that I needed for a production or something. And then I got a bunch of people coming at me, and I got to see all their resumes. I got to see all their demo reels.
Oh, you did recon.
I did recon. And so then they sent me like, okay, this is my competition. This is who I'm working with. And now I know how to write and how to stand out in front of all these people because they all kind of write the same thing.
Yeah.
Also, you can figure out the price points of your city too. So it's like, you know, let us know your budget or how much you want us to pay you, and people will let you know, and you can gauge where you are in, you know, cost-wise.
Yeah.
So like
you get an idea of like, okay, I don't want to undercut myself.
Exactly.
But also like I also don't want to like overcharge when it's just like, well, you want to be able to like get the gig.
Right.
The other suggestion I have, if you're doing stuff that you don't have to be on site for, that you could, you know, whether it's like if you want to do marketing in the graphic design respect where you're like creating marketing materials for people or whatever, they're giving you copy or you know, if you're looking to do you know, some sort of like coding, if you're doing code, if you know code and you want to, you know, have people come to you for websites or whatever, there are 3 sites that I go to when I'm looking for people with very specific sets of skills. One of them is
murder,
revenge, death. I go to a freelancer, so just freelancer.com. Freelanced, past tense, and Upwork. Those are the 3 I use that I really like.
That's for design?
That's for literally like anything. They're just free. It's a freelancer site.
I'm going to write all these down too.
Yeah, I need. Actually, I was just like, huh, okay.
Yeah, there you go. You're helping us as well.
I'll just ask you afterward. I won't write these now.
Yeah, it's freelancer, freelanced, and Upwork. And I go to them to hire people, but I also would go to them to be hired. And they take a small portion
of what you get.
But everything is done through, you know, through the site. So like you would make your deal through them and then but you would also get more clients because of them. And a lot of the portfolios that come through, you know, there's like 15 or 20 people that submit. And out of those people, a lot of them are they're like tier 2 and you're looking for tier 3 and then like 3 or 4 end up being like tier 3. So you really don't – you have a lot of submissions, and if you're like, okay, I just need a thing done fast, it doesn't need to be like
– perfect.
Perfect. It just needs to be done. Like if you're – you know, if you're trying to get your resume beefed up like visually and you just want to pay somebody $25 to do that, you can go on there and hire somebody to do it. It's sort of like Fiverr. But you can also get those – like there are a lot of people I found that are crazy talented. All the art for Planet Born came from.
Do they have copywriters in there? Like people who.
I'm sure.
Or like editors, like not video editors, but like Writer
copy editors?
Copy editors?
I'm sure they do. I feel like that's like a bigger.
Because I know somebody who wants to get into, maybe might get want to get into copy editing. So
yeah.
Like, I don't know
where, like browse categories.
I don't know where they could go. That's why.
Let's see, freelancer. Writing and content. Article writing, content writing, copywriting, ghostwriting, translation services.
Okay. Well, these are good. What was that one?
Freelancer.
Yeah. There's also like accounting, business analysis, finance, business plans. There's product design, 3D printing. There's, you know, just data stuff, if you need data stuff. Graphic design, website design, logo design, sales and marketing, internet marketing, marketing, social media marketing, people to help you do that. So anyway, there's a lot of stuff.
Sometimes, like, I guess it's different everywhere, but in LA they have like Facebook groups too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They'll
be like,
hey, I have a gig that somebody
needs. Yeah, join all the Facebook groups in your area. Absolutely. That's a good one as well. So yeah, that's our advice. I don't think I have anything else specifically for that, but
update a lot
and just keep doing it.
Sometimes
just keep working.
It took me a week or two, maybe three, just to get going on something, like for to get a bite. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, no, so it'll take a while.
Oh yeah,
if you don't have any examples of things you've done necessarily to showcase, or not, it's not the level of what you can do now, like, just make your own stuff and use that as examples, because otherwise people are going to be looking at what you did 2 years ago and think that that's the, like, if I see somebody who has one piece of good work and then the rest of the stuff is sort of just mediocre work, I think that one piece of good work is an anomaly and that they're not actually as good as that one piece of work shows.
Yeah.
You're only as good as the worst piece in your portfolio is what I've always been told. Like, just know that you need to constantly be updating, even if you're not being hired. Like, invest in yourself, take some time to make, even if it's just mock-ups, like, make stuff that is up to your talent level currently. And that way you can showcase what you can truly do. Because if you rely on stuff from years ago, because you haven't, you know, whatever, like if you've only done two pieces for somebody, two projects or whatever, and they're not up to, or they just didn't end up the way that you wanted them to either, then make something yourself.
Make brand new stuff.
Yeah.
Update that stuff. Just constantly. That's honest, because that's all I'm like. That's how I've been getting like freelance stuff. Is just I'm making a thing, and then somebody's like, "Can you make that thing for me?" And I go, "Yes."
Yeah.
So it's it starts like a slow moving like snowball. Like, you make something for somebody, they tell somebody else, somebody else.
And it's just having, I think if you just have the intention of like, I'm gonna get this done, I'm gonna do this, and you stay vigilant, you know, and gritty about it, and creative about it, you'll fight your way out of it, because you're definitely gonna hit a wall. And you're definitely going to need to find a creative way out of it. You know, it's like, I tried everything. It's not working. You're going to have a breakdown. And then you're going to be like, oh, I can do this.
Yeah.
And then you'll try something completely different. But as long as you have that intent and, like, desire, then you're going to go towards that direction.
Yeah.
Just, like, keep at it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is tough. I mean, I especially before I was at SourceFed, in between the two jobs I had, it was really rough, like, just trying to find enough work. And it really took me, like, every single day applying, whether it's freelance gigs or whether it was jobs. Like, I was doing all of it at the same time. The way your resume looks also impacts how people think about you too. So, like, if you just put your, at least in creative jobs, like, they'll look at your resume, and if it's just a plain piece of paper with all the things you've done on it and you're applying for a creative.
Yeah, no, it has to look fresh.
It has to look good. So spend some time, invest in yourself, and then you'll be fine. You'll be fine. We're all gonna be fine,
it'll
right?
Be fine. It'll be fine.
All of us.
Yeah. Once you get that, once you get that one or two, like, you'll start creating a small network of people. That
Exactly.
Because you know, sometimes when we have work here, we're like, oh, I'll just get our friends to do it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, we just ask the people that we
know.
Yeah,
that whole thing, like, people you know, really is like,
it's completely true.
Yeah. It's 100% true. As
because
sad
you want,
as it
yeah,
is.
You want to work with people that you're friends with, or like you are friendly with.
Go to parties and talk to people, and talk to people that you don't like.
Yep.
Even though that's hard. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
it's real hard. But legitimately, like, most of my major gigs and potential gigs have come from, like, hanging out at a party and, like, interacting with people I haven't interacted
with
before.
That's so hard for me, because I feel like I don't want to bring it up.
Yeah.
I try to be like,
it just comes up casually, right, though. Like, that's the thing.
It comes
up
casually, but I don't like to bring up, like,
but sincerely, that's every time it's come up casually. It hasn't been like me going to a party and be like, hey, I'm looking for work, everybody, new strangers. It's just like, oh, you're talking and shooting the shit with people. And at some point, somebody goes, oh, what do you do?
That's okay. Yeah.
Like, that, at least here, like, that's a big LA thing. At some point, they're like, I don't know, you new person. Let's figure out how I could relate to you. What do you do?
I do try to make, when I talk in conversation, to say, like, not ask the question. Like, oh, what's your line of work? What do you do? I try to, like, find a creative way to, like.
To find out.
But it's super hard.
Yeah.
It's incredibly hard.
Are we out of time? We're almost out of time. I'm going to do one more question. I don't think we've answered it. And if we have, maybe our thoughts have evolved on it. DeSoto asks, GIF or JIF? Throwback question. Have we landed on an answer yet?
I mean, I'm now a GIF man.
It's GIF. It's graphics.
I agree. Although the person who made it,
I don't give a shit that he's wrong.
That's how I was too. Okay. I said GIF. And then I turned. I was like, "What am I, damn fool?"
I think we've answered this question before, and my thoughts are now GIF. Always GIF.
It's always going to be GIF.
It's GIF because it's graphics.
It's a graphics interface.
And that's what the word
is. Graphics.
Graphics.
Something. I'll look it
graphics
up.
Graphics interface. FiOS.
File?
File! That's it.
GIF. Graphics interchange format.
Oh.
God dang it.
So if you ever wondered what GIF stood for, it's graphics interchange.
I like GIF, but
format.
Honestly, if someone says GIF, I'm not going to be like, no. How dare you?
Graphic
I really. It's like.
Format.
Okay, in the grand scheme, it's like, I don't care, but I say GIF.
For those interested, it's a bitmap image format that was developed by a team at the bulletin board service CompuServe, led by Steve Wilhite in 1987.
Let's make a movie about still Steve Wilhite.
Steve Wilhite. Anyway, it supports up to 8 bits per pixel. Blah, blah, blah. Lots of important things. Anyway, it's GIF. Goodbye forever.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Okay, we have to go. We have to go get back to work.
All right.
Gotta go. We gotta get the job done. We're doing good.
All right. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Oh, you can find me at Spencer Stark.
Oh, you can find me at Twitter, StarlineX.
Louis12. Yeah. Goodbye. If you have questions about production, just tweet me. That's okay.
Yeah, just tweet us. Goodbye.
Bye. Read Ruby Whipple. Bye.
Ruby Whipple. Yeah.
HelloFresh.com. WSL/30.
WSL 30.
Oh, thank you.
Yep. Yeah.